Be a Santa program gives communities the chance to brighten holidays for a specific segment of society that is sometimes overlooked. Since it began in 2003, Be a Santa has served more than 700,000 seniors across the country. Some seniors live on their own or are far from family, and they find the holidays to be a lonely time. Julie Blair, home care consultant with Home Instead Senior Care in Abilene, which is organizing local participation, is here to talk with us today. Welcome, Julie. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dana, for having us.
There have been programs providing holiday gifts to children in difficult situations for decades, and I'm sure some of our listeners would think that families will be taking care of their senior loved ones for the holidays. So how does your program decide who's going to receive these gifts?
Well, we work with several communities in the West Texas area, so that way we can get names of seniors who are known to not have family in the area and just have special needs that I think that we can address.
Do you have some estimate of what kind of scale Abilene has had in being involved in the program? How many seniors were served last year versus could be this year?
It's been 20 to 25 seniors in the past. For this year, we have 60 seniors that we're helping in the West Texas area.
So local businesses and organizations can also support this program with donations. How exactly does that work?
You can make a charitable donation, which is also tax deductible, to the Home Instead Senior Care Foundation. If you go to the website beasantatoasenior.com, you can find the information there on how to make a charitable contribution.
Is there a gathering or any kind of event attached to it, or are the gifts given out in some other way?
The gifts can be given up to December the 16th, and then we have what we call a wrapping party. And they come to our facility at 441 Lone Star Drive, and we have volunteers come, and we wrap all the gifts.
So if someone's interested in getting involved, maybe they want to do more than just a donation, or they can't do a donation, but they've got time available, they could participate in that?
Absolutely, and also to deliver, because delivering 60-plus gifts, you know, right before Christmas, we would need all the volunteers we can get.
So the way this works is you have senior gift wishes listed on ornaments that are displayed on Christmas trees. Where can community members go to find those?
We have four locations. Two of them are at the Barnes & Williams Drug Center and then McKay's Bakery downtown. And then the new theater off of I-20, they also put up a tree.
And so how would a person choose an ornament? What do they
do? Well, they just go up to the tree. There's white bulbs. They have a first name on the front. And then on the back is the things that those seniors need. And so they pick a bulb, go buy the items needed and any other thing that they want to give, and then bring that unwrapped gift with the bulb to our location.
They can bring that to the location where they picked up the ornament, or do they need to bring it to the Home Instead?
They can do it either way. We go by and pick up the gifts regularly.
What kinds of items are on a senior's Christmas wish list?
Oh, Dana, it could be so many things. Like some need clothing, like sweatsuits, house shoes, socks, even just like body wash and bathroom items. Hats. I mean, we've had some ask for small radios. I mean, these seniors don't have family in the area, and they're just asking for some small things, which, you know, I see that would be great that we could give.
So what's the deadline for people to be able to participate in this program?
We're taking down the trees December the 16th, and so that will be the day that the gifts need to be delivered by.
So thinking about seniors and their needs, they probably need support year-round, not just during the holidays. Are there ways that the community can get involved in caring for them in some other aspects?
Absolutely. If they want to come visit us or call us, we can give them several different ways that they can volunteer. But also, too, there's not enough caregivers for all the seniors that are in need. So definitely, if you're looking for a job, come by and apply.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Julie.
Thank you, Dana, so much.
We've been talking with Julie Blair, home care consultant with Home Instead Senior Care's Be a Santa to a Senior program. The program is collecting Christmas gifts for seniors in the Abilene community through December 16th. I'm Dana Glover, and this is KACU.